So let's talk about it. From the Associated Press. No, I'm sorry, not the Associated Press. That'll be in a moment. But right now, Pew Research Center's Fact Tanked by Bradley Jones. Coronavirus death toll is heavily concentrated in Democratic congressional districts. Now, trickle-down elections would tell you that if you have a Democrat in a congressional seat, more than likely your local and state institutions will be the Democratic kind as well. So Bradley has to get this number in. The coronavirus outbreak has taken nearly the lives of 100,000 Americans, 30% of, you know, total abortion numbers, though. Yet since the start of the outbreak, the death toll has been concentrated in just a few places, mostly large metropolitan areas, especially New York City. What about Dallas? What about Houston? What about El Paso? What about Miami? What about Atlanta? Right? We're seeing this. You can already see the narrative. Well, it's happening in large metropolitan areas. Dallas is a large metropolitan area. Atlanta is a large metropolitan area. Where else we have large metropolitan areas that we haven't seen the dreaded spike? Where? Because this narrative is already starting to fall apart. The places hit hardest by coronavirus outbreak, which have relatively large shares of ethnic and racial minorities. There's the narrative, because coronavirus is also racist. And residents living in densely populated urban and suburban areas are almost all represented by congressional Democrats. I'm going to throw in a ringer here that I heard Tim Pool mention, but I've also, since, you know, I've been watching Black Pigeon Speaks a lot. He's been touring through Tokyo trying to see, because Tokyo never did a mandated lockdown. The whole thing in Japanese government, I don't have time to talk about it. But they don't ever want to take responsibility because the people always take it out. Always. They always take it out on the person responsible if something goes wrong. They recommended lockdown and they recommended people go home, but they never said. They never turned into Judge Clay Jenkins up in Dallas running around shutting people down. Tokyo is a city of 30 million people. I don't know if you understand the population density of the city of Tokyo, but it's redonkulous. There have been no deaths or very few deaths in Japan, in Tokyo, as a result of COVID-19. So when they're starting to give you this idea of, well, large, densely populated urban and suburban, okay, 30 million people in Tokyo, nobody dead. Or very, very few. Okay, Dallas is not exactly white country. It's not exactly the land of the whitey. Houston is definitely not the land of the white man, since this article is going to go into the ethnic area. Am I wrong? What about Michigan? Let's leave Whitner alone here. Miami, right? Not really white. So we could start to poke holes in this, as he is saying. Well, a lot of ethnic and racial minorities live in these cities with the largest outbreaks. Okay. I see what hill you're going to try and die on, Bradley. It will be a quick and painful death. A new Pew Research Center analysis of data on official reports of COVID-19 deaths collected by Johns Hopkins University Center finds, as of last week, nearly a quarter of all the deaths in the United States attributed to the COVID-19 have just been in 12 congressional districts, all located in New York City and represented by Democrats in Congress. Of the more than 92,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19 as of May 20th, 75,000 people who have died of COVID-19, 75,000 died in Democratic congressional districts. Now, there has to be something to that. There has to be. considering that it started in Washington, right? That was our first outbreak. But then it went to California. It really is. The 10% of congressional districts account for more than half of all U.S. deaths. $75,000 people who have died as a result of COVID-19 did so in congressional districts that were Democrats. Of the 44 hardest hit congressional districts, 41 are represented by Democrats, while 3 are represented by Republicans. The next 100 hardest hit, with an average, were also disproportionately represented by Democrats. 75 by Democrats, 25 by Republicans. But also you have to take in, you can't just use this one study. Because we're also seeing studies that Mike Church and the Mike Church Show has talked about. Where, and you've probably seen them floating around, where the lockdowns that were so pushed and praised and promoted actually contributed to the spread of COVID-19. Who pushed the lockdowns more? Red states or blue states? You want to get political? Let's get political. Which states pushed lockdowns more? Now, they'll paint these pictures. Oh, well, the liberals and the people who live in the cities, multi-generational housing, and they got all this fancy techno-babble nonsense. But the fact is, a heavy-handed one-state solution, for lack of a better way, a one-size-fits-all solution is a better way to say it. Was ill-advised. And this chart, since mid-April, COVID-19 deaths have declined in Democrat districts. That's because at its peak, it was 7.4 reported deaths. That was the average number of newly reported deaths in congressional districts as compared to Republicans. Republicans never went above 2.0. So when they say, well, it's been relatively stable in Republican districts, it's because it never spiked in the first place. And so we're also looking, they have all these things like harder hit districts also tend to be places where residents have higher levels of formal education. Who always brags about their formal education? Liberals. Those living in districts with the highest death rate have a 4-year college degree or more compared to 28% of those living in districts with a lower death rate. So all of these numbers they're starting to throw out there reinforce this. You tried to go against what God and the natural order have been allowing human beings to do for thousands of years, since our time on this earth. Back to the ages of creation, foundations restored, Catholic perspective on creation. God gave us an immune system. Gave us the ability to fight off infections, fight off diseases. Does that mean everybody survives? No. But here's a spoiler. Nobody survives forever. You tried to cheat death. You tried to push death off by locking people away, and all it did was further the spread in your districts. You thought you knew better than God, and you suffered because of it. And Cuomo told you, we flattened the, not God, we did it. Yeah, you also killed more of the elderly than anybody else, Andrew Cuomo. And your mayor and everybody associated with the Democratic machine in that state use the elderly as a patsy, as a way to get rid of them, less of a burden on the state, and to fuel the crisis. Don't think both can't happen. Right? By throwing COVID-19 affected elderly patients back into elderly care facilities and having those numbers shoot up, now you have a pandemic, at least according to them. All right, let's take a look at the five things the Associated Press wants you to know today that aren't about the virus. But first, let's talk about McClure Tables at mccluretables.com, where they have in-stock, ready-to-ship tables now. You can give them a call at 844-579-2922. Choose between custom handcrafted or wholesale handcrafted shuffleboards. Either way, all McClure shuffleboard tables are handcrafted in their 18,000-square-foot facility located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with all McClure shuffleboard playing surfaces made with hand-selected premium-grade cuts of Michigan hard maple. A day-one sponsor of the Crusade Channel, please do business with those who do business with us. That is McClure Tables at mccluretables.com. Here's the five things that the Associated Press wants you to know. The first, this is the right call. Four officers were fired a day after George Floyd's death, a stunning and swift move by the Minneapolis chief with the mayor's full backing. I don't know if you saw this. There were pictures going around the interwebs. The famous picture is the man with his knee on the back of it's a white guy with his knee on the back of a black man's head as his head was being pushed into the ground. I don't know what happened before. I don't know what happened after. All I know is it's a bad look. From the reports I've seen, George Floyd passed out with the guy's knee on the back of his neck. Later on, he went to the hospital and died. You maybe should have let the guy up. I don't know the whole story. All I know is it's a bad look. And in the age of optics, even if you were quote-unquote right police officers, you're still getting fired for it.